Hey there, quick update before we begin. Starting Wednesday, July 2nd, Family TV Uncovered will become Wholesome TV Picks. You'll still get the same quick, family-safe recommendations you know and love, just under a new name that better reflects what this show is all about. Boy, life gets busy, doesn't it? Between work, parenting, bills, and that mountain of to-dos that never seems to shrink. It's easy to lose touch with downtime that actually feels meaningful. In today's special episode, it's Parents' Night, and let's be honest, when the kids are finally in bed and you and your husband finally get a few quiet moments together, finding something to watch shouldn't feel like yet another decision you're too tired to make. That's why I want to let you in on a show that might just become your new favorite way to unwind together. Welcome to Family TV Uncovered. If you're tired of wasting time scrolling through questionable content and just want clean, meaningful shows that your family or you and your spouse can actually enjoy, you're in the right place. I'm Jennifer, a lifelong TV lover who grew up on the kind of shows I now spotlight for parents like you, hopefully with your better half. And tonight's pick? It might just become your next late night obsession. Let's get into it. An 83 job can wait, Lily. Come on. No, it can't. It's waited long enough. This is a quote from one of the early episodes of the show I'm going to talk about today. At its core, Cold Case is about a Philadelphia homicide unit that reopens long-forgotten murders. Leading the team is Detective Lily Rush, played by Catherine Morris. Speaking of her team, we also have Lieutenant John Stillman, played by John Finn, Detective Scotty Valance, my favorite, played by Danny Pino. Detective Will Jeffries is played by Tom Berry. And Detective Kat Miller is played by Tracy Toms. While most episodes focus on a self-contained case, the show does weave in ongoing storylines and character arcs that unfold over time. For busy parents like me and you, that means you can enjoy an episode here and there. But if you do have the chance to watch more consistently, the show rewards you with deeper layers and emotional payoffs across the seasons. So what makes Cold Case stand out? Well, it isn't just the detective work. It's how every case transports you to a different decade, from the 50s all the way into the 2000s. The show uses era-specific music to breathe life into each story, pulling you deeper into the time period and the emotions of the people involved. And the music, oh my gosh, brilliant. It's part of what made Cold Case special and also why it's never been released on DVD. The soundtrack isn't just background noise. Oh, no. It's woven into the heart of every single case. Another thing I love, Cold Case never relies on cheap romantic drama between the main characters. The detectives feel like a real team. They support each other, tease each other, and there's sometimes some clashing between them, but it's very authentic. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I've been invested in a TV show for so long and you just love these characters, and then it gets kind of ruined when there ends up being romance between the main characters. It just changes the relationship. You know what I mean? You get the sense that they carry the weight of these cold cases, but they still find space for humanity, friendship, and even a few light moments, and it's so refreshing. But let's talk about why this show might matter for your family time. While Cold Case isn't made specifically for kids, there are powerful lessons woven into each episode that you can bring back to the dinner table, if you choose. It explores things like empathy, regret, the ripple effects of choices that we make, and the unfinished stories we all carry. Even as adults, those lessons hit home. They remind us to look at our own relationships, our own legacies, and maybe even reach out to someone we've been distant from due to whatever drama has happened in the past. But let's be clear, this show, it's for you, for your grown-up time. Visually, Cold Case is stunning. The way it seamlessly blends past and present on screen is nothing short of art. The cinematography draws you in, and the way it moves between past and present is seamless, always ending with a powerful scene where the camera fades from the victim or the suspect or a combination in the past to their present-day self. And it can get emotional. And on top of that, the casting. Oh my gosh, the casting deserves a shout-out. The casting team did a fantastic job finding actors who so closely resemble each other. It's so eerie how in some episodes, the younger and older counterparts look related. even though they're not. Now, even though Cold Case ran for 7 seasons, it never got the ending fans like myself hoped for. There was no season 8 to tie up loose ends, but that didn't stop it from finding new life. Years after its cancellation, Cold Case landed on the Roku channel, where it found a whole new audience. And when the show was suddenly pulled from Roku a few years back, the fans spoke up. Emails, messages, we all made our voices heard. And guess what? 3 months later, Cold Case returned, this time with a Back by Popular Demand banner on the image. It was a small victory, but it reminded me that stories like this, they're worth fighting for. Because Cold Case is more than just a crime show, it's a reminder that the past isn't as far away as we think, that regrets left unresolved can linger for decades, and that sometimes the most powerful stories are the ones that make us stop, reflect, and ask ourselves, what legacies are we leaving behind? So if you and your spouse are looking for something that offers more than the usual mindless binge, this one's for you. It's a show that lets you slow down, lean in, and maybe even see your own story through a different lens. And if you're ready to start, you can stream Cold Case right now on the Roku channel. I'll leave a link in the show notes where you can find it. If today's episode helped you skip the scroll, do me a favor, share it with a friend or leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best ways to help other families like yours find feel-good screen time that they can trust. And next week, we're heading off to see the world where adventure, sibling squabbles, and a few unforgettable musical numbers collide. It's an animated throwback packed with heart, humor, and the kind of songs that might just get stuck in your head. And your kids, too. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great week, and I will catch you on the next episode.